Hello.
Hello, this is Will. Hello, my name is Will from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We are calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues in elections in Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself
Democrat? How long will
Democrat?
This call be?
Maybe 10 minutes at the most, depending on your answers.
Okay, I'm cooking,
okay.
So I will answer as long as I can, and then when my food is ready, I will have to hang up.
Okay, I'll try to rush right through it. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something
Democrat.
Else?
Democrat.
Thank you. There is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or you'll wait until November?
I will probably vote.
Thank you so much. Tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. Here's the first one. Ron Kirk.
What were my options? Unfavorable,
very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable.
Okay. What if I just have no opinion?
Okay, no problem. That's also an answer. Thank you. What about Roland Gutierrez?
No opinion. I don't follow politics too closely.
Okay, what about Clay Jenkins?
No opinion.
Okay, what about President Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, thank you. What about Jasmine Simon?
No opinion.
Okay, what about Elizabeth Ginsburg?
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. What about Planned Parenthood?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, what about Victoria Criado?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, what about Nathan Johnson?
No, I don't know who that is either.
What about Colin Allred?
No.
Okay. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, will you vote for if you had to choose today?
I have no idea. I don't even know who they are.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most, or which one is the most important for you? Local control, abortion, education, guns, or voting rights? One.
Education.
Education, okay, thank you. Which one is the second most important for you? Local control, abortion, guns, voting rights?
Guns.
Guns. Okay, thank you so much. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One with the most liberal positions on issues who has a big, long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or one who has the best shot at beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message?
The latter.
Okay, thank you. Next, rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or it has no impact. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Definitely vote for, probably vote for, or no impact?
No impact.
Thank you. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she is a fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
No impact.
Okay. Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. Definitely, probably, or no impact.
Probably.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities.
No impact.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration.
Probably.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their cultural war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businessmen.
Who is this?
Jasmine Simon.
And what were my options?
Definitely vote for, probably vote for, or no impact.
I will not vote for her.
Okay. Thank
that
you.
That was an option.
No, there's no option for that, but just you saying okay. It doesn't have an impact, it's like you're saying it doesn't matter to me. Okay,
okay.
Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense problem-solving approach.
No impact.
Okay. Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie.
I'm so sorry. What were my options again? I know you've repeated them.
No problem. Definitely vote for, probably vote for, or no impact.
Probably.
Okay. In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities.
No impact.
Okay. Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and a courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state obligation to public education.
Probably.
Okay. Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream.
Probably.
Thank you. Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health and background checks.
Probably.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is running to end Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger.
No impact.
Thank you. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respectful Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all of this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Well, I don't know anything about the other person.
So you would go with?
I don't know.
Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Simon.
Okay. Thank you. Next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Rate if each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg will have you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or it doesn't matter to you. I'm sorry. If Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. Bliss Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows that she's not able to bring the change Texas needs. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and in preach for abuse of power.
My options were?
Definitely vote for, probably, no, I'm sorry. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't matter.
Probably vote against.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment.
Probably against.
Okay, Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue.
Probably against.
Okay, Liz Ginsburg's losing record shows she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108 in 2022 when other Democrats came within 1% of the Republican opponents. Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer, and there's no reason to believe she's a stronger and more viable candidate against the Republicans today.
That was a really long statement, so I'll just say no impact.
Okay, thank you so much. Just so you know, we're almost done now. After hearing all of this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, will you vote for if the Democratic primary were taking place today? What's taking place today?
Simon.
Simon, thank you. Lastly, having heard all of this information in this poll, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for? In your own words, in a small statement, please.
Okay, tell me again what the Democratic Party should tell me.
Yeah. What do you think is the most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for?
Oh, gosh. Some gun control.
Okay, thank you. Let me repeat the answer for you. Gun control, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 plus?
18 to
39. Thank you. What is the last grade that you completed in school? 11, 12, 12 plus, college grad, or graduate degree?
Graduate.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. Which of the following describes your ethnicity or racial background? African American, Black, Latino, Hispanic, Asian Pacific Islander, Arab Muslim, White Caucasian, or other?
Latino.
Thank you. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time and every single one of your opinions. You have a good one.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one. Bye.